In the name of Jesus, we just praise you and give you all the thanks. It is a glorious day because Jesus is on our lips. And praise God, he's in our hearts. And hallelujah, we're here in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heaven's taking note and inspired and encouraged of your spirit, Lord God. We're going on. And Lord, by your grace, we're preaching the word of your grace this morning. And God, a building up is going on. An inheritance, hallelujah, among all them that are sanctified. Praise your name. God, let us take note, God, and really be attentive to this. Lord, taking heed to what is going on. That you're wrapping it up, dear God. That the voice, the trump of God, that trump of God, the archangel, hallelujah, is going to call us home any moment. Now, Lord, let us be loving your appearing today, Lord God, laying aside every weight as we come boldly to this throne of grace, God, to be prepared, hallelujah, to be a readied wife, God, to rejoice in the Lamb of God, the work of grace. Praise your name. We just give you the thanks. We give you the honor. We ask that the beauty of the Lord just be shown more to us this morning. God, increase these vessels. Fill us up with all the fullness of God. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. If you open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Romans chapter 11. And we'll begin reading in the 33rd verse. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 33. It says, "There all the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Hallelujah. "How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Now here come the rhetorical questions, if there ever was some. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again?" And here we go. "For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen." Now that's some exciting stuff. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful we can read the Word of God. And it's always exciting stuff. It's just exciting. It's the only excitement there really is. But brothers and sisters, this is our God we're reading about. This is our Savior. This is the one whom we praise and we call beloved, all by the grace of God. This is how personal. You talk about rooting for something. Praise God. We're just rejoicing and giving all glory to the I Am, the Beloved. Hallelujah, the Lamb of God, the one who loves us so. The only love that there really is, all in that precious Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I'll tell you, he sprung a fountain in my heart, brothers and sisters, in this little verse. And I believe if the Lord tarry over the next few weeks, we're going to venture into this and maybe even come out, praise God, with a clearer and enlightened, more enlightened, I should say, a grander vision, maybe even more specific as well, too, of why we glory save only in the Lord. There's nothing to glory in save Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Praise the Lord. I was thankful to hear Sister Garcia this morning. "Honey, I forgot about all these different things. I've forgotten phone numbers. They're teaching me how to talk and all that." I said, "What's the one thing you didn't forget, sister?" She said, "Calling out on the name of Jesus. Never left me." Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Praise be to God. The legs don't work. The voice don't work. The mind forgot all the phone numbers and maybe names of different ones, but praise be to God, there's a name above all names that never escaped her. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise God, what wonderful company. Hallelujah. That everything is of him. Now, brothers and sisters, it is all right here. It's all right here in this precious little verse, because of him and through him and to him are all things. And today, by his grace, we're going to rejoice in of him. Are all things of him. Now think about that statement. Of him are all things. Meditate on it here for a moment. That it is all of him. That means it's all from him. That means everything is all, praise God, to him are all things. And today, praise God, we rejoice in the beauty of that of him, to him, through him, but especially of him, are all things. It is by him. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So again, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Turn with me over to Colossians 1. It even gets a little bit more specific with this. In Colossians 1, verse 16, it says, for by him were all things created. See, God's going to give you a sufficient witness, double portion, and there's no way you're going to deny this if you believe the word of God. Don't let man's wisdom, which is foolishness to God. Don't let their so-called science, which is foolishness, and I'll tell you what, an abomination to God. Listen to the word of God and how clear it is. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. There's nothing more to say. I mean, it's done. That answer's been given. Why is it? Where is it? How did it? It's all right there, him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. Listen to that. Think of how many religions claim all these different things. Let me tell you something again. This is his ministry. This is his church. He is the head. And praise God, we're here to give him honor. And what a body, hallelujah, that he's assembled, praise God, joints richly supplying as we give him the glory. But brothers and sisters, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father. So here's why. Here's why this all happened. Because God wanted to be pleased. The only reason God does anything is because God wants to be pleased. And he's God. And he's got the right to be pleased. So let him be pleased. And here's how he's pleased. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It just excites me, the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. See, we're trying to get this and make this better and this whatever. This is so incredibly beyond better, it's not even funny. It's just so absolutely in our face and in our hearts that this is what I want, honeys. You talk about divine, that's just who my lamb is. That's who my son is. He's divine. He's beyond. And I've given him to you. I've given him to you. I had him die for you. I had him become sin for you. The one who's everything. He's yours, completely, totally. He is yours. I got a hallelujah and an amen. How about a scream and a thank you, Jesus? My goodness, people. Let it just break down. Let it break up. Hallelujah. Get the ice off the pews. I'm serious. It is time to thank the Lord, to really lift up our voice. I'm not trying to pump anything up. I'm just telling you how it is. I don't care how you're feeling. It doesn't matter. Live by faith. Give him the praise and the glory and the honor and the thanks. Lord, I breathe because of you. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. You hit me with this truth, and it's so absolutely beautiful that I live this abundant life. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. I'm happy for you. You can't believe how happy I am for you that you, praise God, have received grace to endure the foolishness of preaching. But this is how God has chosen it. It is. It's the foolishness of preaching. And just men. And yet that's who God's chosen. That's his delight. These incapable, always failing, never a thought of God. Watch me now. Watch what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. You may not feel like it. You may sit here today and say, oh, that's not me. Don't doubt God. I told him many a time, ignoring it, didn't know what he was going to do, but I never wanted to be a preacher, ever. Never sought this, and that's the absolute truth. Never crossed my mind except in a laugh. Nope. That's a wonderful thing, and I'm thanking God for those vessels that he's placed there. But that ain't for me. Son, you hadn't seen nothing yet. So today, that's what I do. Tomorrow, I don't know. But I'm not there yet, and I don't want to get there. I just want to delight in Him right now. This moment of absolute pure grace, it's so incredible. Enjoy the Lord. Enjoy. They say enjoy the moment. No, enjoy the grace of God. That's the moment. Hallelujah. That's the beautiful moment, is this grace of God. But here we got it, brothers and sisters. He planned it. He controls it. Anything, everything beyond, He's got it. See, He's not just the creator, but He's the architect. But He's not just the architect. He's the builder and maker. But He's not just the builder and maker. He's the performer. He is. It is right. It's just He's everything. He does it all. And He was given to us. So freely, so wonderfully, He was given to us. Oh, He's mine, He's mine, and He's yours. It's all by Him. Now, Hebrews 11:3, it says there that through faith, notice that, you're not going to get anywhere further unless it's faith. Do you see that? He that cometh to God must believe that He is. You can't come to God unless you believe that He is. It's not talking about God the Father. He's talking about the I Am, my Son, the Lamb of God. Until you believe that He is, you can't even call to God. You don't even speak to God. You have nothing to do with God. You've got to have the package, and the package is in one, and it's in the name of Jesus Christ. I read of a man that called himself a Christian, and he said, oh, it's just so confining to tell these people it's got to be one way. Let me tell you something. God forbid I didn't tell you there was just one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I want you to come to the Father. I want everybody to come to the Father. You know why I want that? Because He wants that. He would that all men be saved. I don't care where they were born. I don't care where they are. I don't care what they're hearing. I know what God's purpose was for them. That all men be saved. That's the will of God. And come to a full knowledge of the truth. You can't stop it. He said, out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. He said that this precious gospel, you go in there. I was rejoicing with my family last night at the dinner table. Colossians chapter 1. I think it's verse 23. Might be 25. I don't know. Sometimes this mind's slipping a little bit, but Christ in me. Hallelujah. But it said that this gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. So get over it.
Well, what about this tribe over here? And how did these people, maybe they grew up over there and they didn't hear that?
Get over it. Do you believe the word of God or not? Are you going to try to reason God out of this or not? Come on. I believe His word. I believe He's a perfect God. I believe He's put us in perfect places. And I know that we have a God that we're going to read about in a minute, whom He foreknew. He foreknew you for this day. He foreknew you for this message. That's why, by God's grace, realize you've been counted worthy because of Christ, because of us in Christ. He's counted you worthy to receive this message. Not just of grace, but of the grace and glory message. So wonderful to have you jointly ruling and reigning with Christ, glorified together with Him. That you're not ashamed of that gospel. That you're not ashamed of that. That you've gotten rid of that. Praise God, you've allowed Him to push it out. That dirty self-righteousness. Oh, you mean you're talking about ruling and reigning jointly with Christ? No, He's Christ. He's off there. He's up there. Well, sure, He's up there, but He's everywhere. Most importantly, He's in here. Praise God, He's in me. And it's so wonderful. And He speaks to me. You know, He speaks to me. Not been burning in my gut. That's indigestion. He speaks to me in the Word of God. It's not about what I feel. It's about what He says. And you know what He says to you? He says He wants you to rule and to reign jointly with Him. He wants you to be glorified together with Him. He wants you to be His wife. Do you get that? What's so hard to understand? He didn't want you to just come over here, oh, bow before me and grovel. No, He wants you to rule and to reign with Him. He wants an equal. Do you get that? I married my sweet wife because I love her. I wanted somebody equal to love and to love me. That's a wife. Praise God, I got children and I love them, but my goodness, we got to bring them up and we got to encourage them and all that. Thank God my wife's an easier go. She has patience and she's raising me. No, I just tease. But do you see that? What's so hard? There isn't anything hard about that except my self-righteousness, except my unbelief. But see, there's simplicity. His yoke is easy. It's so wonderful how light that burden is. And this is his work, brothers and sisters. Oh, we got to get on this. But see, here we get back to Hebrews 11:3. See, we get through all the Word of God, and we come back and forth, and here we go. But in Hebrews 11:3, again, it says, through faith. Ready to believe God? Amen? We believe God. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe God this morning. Praise God. We believe him. But it says, through faith, we understand that the world. See, we understand. If you don't have faith, you're never going to understand a thing. You're going to wonder, you're going to be confused, and you're going to ask why. Okay? You will. In everything. That's what's so beautiful. Every part of the Word of God is so wonderful. Through faith, we understand. Period. But thank God he's going to be specific here. He's going to tell you what you're going to understand at this point. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Here he is. Do you see how personal this is? I love how the Word of God does this. Because it will use the name Jesus Christ. It'll use the name I Am, the Lamb of God. But it'll also use the same, the Word of God. The Word of the Lord. The Word. We've got it, don't we? Not some far off of yonder. Praise God, he's here. In the name of Jesus, he's here. And when we accept him, praise the Lord, Christ liveth in me. He's here. Hallelujah. Never leave nor forsake. The seed that remaineth. I believe that to be that it never goes away. Amen? Amen. All right. A little slow, but we'll get there. All right. No, I just kid. Praise God. Stay with me. Just excited what he's doing in us, brothers and sisters. But you think about this. So here we go. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. You think of the money that we would save as a society and all the false science. Oh, we got to redo the book again because we found another fossil. We found another monkey man. Now, I'm not here to preach that part to you today. You want to come and talk to me about that? We'll talk, but we'll get over that real quick. The first man, Adam. You get it? That's the Word of God. Okay, you can argue with me, you can do whatever you want, but you're not arguing with me. I turn you over to God. That's all I can do. I can say, you can go, you can be as smart as you want, you can call me as stupid as you want to be. But if this word is true, you will be very sorry. And I don't want you even as a sorry Christian, because I don't want to see a tear being wiped from your eye one day when you meet him. I don't. I want us to be caught up in the glory, and I'd like to go in about the next 5 minutes if he'd be ready to take us. I want to be singing and praising him and thanking him. Lord, I received this message. It was so beautiful. I didn't doubt you because of your grace. I saw that you are the I Am, and I believe that you are, and I draw nigh to you, and I know that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. It's so incredible. It's so perfectly simple that it is the grace of God. But you think about that. Again, all the false science, if we would just believe in the true science, Jesus Christ, Creator. Do you see that? Just in what we've read? But see, brothers and sisters, we've just begun. It only gets better. Sure, he's the God of the universe. Sure, he's the God of everything. But what matters to you, really what matters to you, and what matters to me is he's the God of me. He's my God. He is my God. He's your God. If you're a child of God today, he is your God. Praise his name. Now, not only did he form the seen, but we also realize and read that he's formed the unseen things, the things that we can't see. But not talking about things that are off yonder or so microscopic. The beautiful things of the things that are unseen are the things that dwell in us. Amen? And now I'm really going to get specific just for a minute. But I'm talking about your insecurities. I'm talking about your infirmity. I'm talking about your down settings, brothers and sisters, your weaknesses, your hidden fears. Now, I had to stop somebody because they were trying to get ornery with this. I'm not pinning my failures on God. My unbelief is my unbelief. My God is only light. Your God is only light. If you choose something else, you did choose that. But here's what I want to rejoice with you to think about today, about this of him are all things. It's so exciting. I'm glad we have hours again this afternoon. But he did create the angels. Did you know that? Didn't we read that he created everything, every principality? He just created everything. So let's stop there. Okay, then we don't have to keep going on. He just created it. So he created all the angels, every single one of them, and even one specific one called Lucifer. Yes, he did. God did that. That wasn't an accident. That just didn't come out of some mass of something. No, he created. Go read about him. He was a beautiful cherub and set up just perfectly, knowing exactly what he would do, exalt himself above God, praise the Lord, no accident there, and praise his name, how all of this happened. There's such special purpose in Lucifer. See, he is the author of confusion. He is the master of unbelief. He is the one who would try to exalt himself above God. He's the one we call darkness. The one who tempts and often causes many of my fears to fester. Now, is I just talking about me? No, I'm talking about all of us. Praise God. But God. See, we have all of that that's strung out there. But God. But God. But God who is rich in mercy. And his great love wherewith he loves us, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we've left that dirty, stinking self-righteousness. And that we rejoice and live in the grace of God. Stay with me on this. Stay with me. See, I'm rejoicing, brothers and sisters, and we've been talking about this because this is the encouragement of the Lord. We're rejoicing in our infirmities. We rejoice in that. We're understanding why we rejoice in down settings and in temptations, because they bring us boldly to the throne of grace. It's the connection. Praise the Lord. I don't know how to explain it, but God did it. And it says, of him are all things. He knows what makes us tick. He knows the hair on our head. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows the failures we needed to have in our lives. He knows the shortcomings that we need. He knows the sicknesses, the infirmities in our physical bodies, in our families, in our relationships. Brothers and sisters, this is a perfect God. He's perfect. And we are absolutely imperfect, which is perfect for him to work with, because he just shows himself off, which is he's altogether lovely, he's beautiful, he's incredible. And if we'll just turn to it, it is exciting, isn't it? You just chuckle and you know it, because I'm talking about your life, because it's my life. It's the same thing. It's called the love of God. It's the grace of God. And that's how he works it every time. He's going to show you the way out of the no way. But we can know that he's orchestrated every bit of it. That nothing, brothers and sisters, escapes him. That as we rejoiced last week, that he meant it for my good. And we rest in his all-sufficient grace, that of him are all things. So, we've come to this point. And I guess I ask us today, brothers and sisters, do we really want the peace that passes all understanding? Did you hear that? Do you really want the peace that passes all understanding? Turn with me to Romans 13:1. Matter of fact, it should just be right across the page. But in Romans 13:1, it says, "For there is no power but of God." That makes me thrill. That means, again, he's it. So there's no power but of God. And now he goes on to say, the powers that be are ordained of God. I'm going to jump over to Isaiah 43:10. And you can mark that or turn there. "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen." See, we're called and chosen of God. That wasn't just for one instant and a moment of time. Praise God, his grace is going on and we've got a better thing. Think what he's chosen you for. You're always looking over your shoulder at the guy. There's nobody standing behind you. He's chose you. He did. And he ain't going to leave you alone. He's a lover. He is a lover, and you can tell him to leave you alone, but you will never be left alone. He loves you. He loves you. But he says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me. See, that's his purpose again. And understand. Isn't that wonderful? See how he wants you to understand? He wants somebody to be able to converse with. He wants to talk with you. He wants to be able to fellowship. See what a God, an intimate God this is, to know him like this. Praise his name. But that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Now listen to this. Before me there was no God formed. Before me there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. And there went about another 90% of all the religion that's out there. Know it. Call it what it is. It's Antichrist. He's the divine. And there is but one. Lot of counterfeits, but they're not close. They're not. He's divine. Proverbs 16:4, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Some people get upset with that. Well, that's selfish. No, that's stupid that you would say that. This is God, and he deals with us. And this is his plan, and we're his inheritance. He joys and rejoices as we receive his son, as we receive his plan. But I love the second half of this too. The Lord hath made all things to himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. See, we're getting back to of him are all things. See, we don't have to be caught unawares. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices because we know and go back to there's no powers that be but of him. That he's all powerful, that it's all for him, do him, to him, that he did everything, he created everything, everything's kept by him, everything holds and consists together. That means you. You don't hold nothing together. Matter of fact, everything you try to hold together will come apart because he'll just show you that he's still holding you together even as you think you're going apart because that's how God does it. But this is exactly what he's telling us here, brothers and sisters, that even down to that old wicked devil, I've got a hedge around you, and I do. And I've got to lift the hedge. I've got to tap that dumb old devil on the shoulder and say, hey, I want you to observe my servant. My servant, my servant, my servant. Okay? You got that? Now, it even gets better from there. And then everything after he has him acknowledge you, he has to permit him to do. He can't do anything. First of all, he can't see you unless the Lord shows him to you. Second of all, after that happens, he has to be permitted to do whatever he's going to do to you. Because we know that he's out just to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that's all he's good for. So I see a lot of us taking breath here today, so I know he's been prevented from something. Just put it together. Isn't this exciting? We're living examples of the Word of God. I know this. I know how God does it. When he lifts the hedge on something, let me tell you something. You get World War I's. You get Hitler's. You get what we're getting today, and it's being hidden. Know these things. The evil of man is waxing worse and worse. Oh, yeah. The love of many is waxing cold. And there's war and rumors of war, as you know, like never before. So know these things. But brothers and sisters, this is exciting. See, that devil has to be permitted to do these things. And all the things that he's permitted to do, God has meant for my good. Come on. You're going to look to the situation. You're going to look to the circumstance. You're going to look to the mess that's next to you. Come on. Let's be honest how we do these things. Are you going to look to the Word of God? Come on. You know why he does all this? The same reason. And it was so sweet how Jesus Christ, see, again, he performs it. He lived it. And it's so precious how the Spirit took him out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, didn't he? Okay. Did God, did he need to be tempted for himself? No, but it was the plan of God. We knew he was perfect. God knew he was perfect, but he was showing us so many things. But at least one thing he showed me is that that same Christ lives in me. And this same temptation is going to happen. Hallelujah. And it's for a purpose, praise God. And you know what the purpose is? For my life to live by faith and to tell that old dirty devil, it is written. Every time he tells you something or tries to whisper in your ears, oh, well, Lord, you wanted him to say something, did you? Well, I know what you want me to say. It is written. And even if you don't know what to say, just say, behold the Lamb. And then it's all over. This isn't a fantasy. This is really how it is. And until we walk in it, you're going to be confused. You're going to ask why. You're going to be shook. And yet you've been standing all the time on the rock that's higher than I that cannot be moved. Shame on us. Shame on us not to trust God. Shame on us not to have all confidence in God. This is a perfect, perfect word. And he already told you in ages past exactly what it would be. And we look into this word, brothers and sisters, and we do not need to be shaken. It's there. It's answered for us. It's complete. He's told us what would happen. Praise his name. I'm going to close and it even gets better. So hang on. This is a finale. But it's just our God. See, there's something very special what we are to God. And in 1 John 4:6. It says, we are of God. Now, stay with me now. That means out of, from him. See, we've been rejoicing about the world, the universe, principalities, forces, all these different things. But brothers and sisters, those are all spoken of God. Those were all spoken. Those were all mere thoughts. Appear. Do this, do that. It's done. Thinks it, there it is. But us in Christ, brothers and sisters, I want you to turn with me and we'll close with Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Acts 17, 28. I told you we'd get here if he tarried. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Yeah, wow. We are born of God. We're his. You talk about being of God. All things are of God, but we're born of him. That is our dad. Oh, my dad. We're born of him. We are now his sons by birth, by spirit. We are his very blood, the blood that flowed from Calvary is our life. We have that. That's the blood. That's the life that lives in us. Do you see how intimate that is? Do you see how personal that is? For you that have children, you know a little type of that naturally. I received a card from my children today that I just give all glory and thanks to God. I didn't deserve one bit of it. But that's my natural blood. And oh, do I love them. Oh, but we're born of God. You're his child. You are his and his alone. And as much as we could love our children and compassion and feeling and desire for them, brothers and sisters, we've never even touched upon that. Haven't even remotely gone to his thoughts toward us. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, he them also called. We are of God. We are foreknown. We are predestinated. We are called. And next week, if he tarry, we're going to get into justified, which is through him are all things. So I'm going to tell you, there's no doubt that I'm before the vessels that are prepared afore. You're the vessels prepared afore unto glory. Let's bow our head. Have your way. While every head is bowed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba, Father. All because of Jesus. I delight in your Son, Father. We thank him for the work that he has finished. We thank you, God, for that precious Spirit that's taking the things of Christ and making them ours. We thank you, precious Jesus, Lamb, friend, and lover, that you're performing the good work which you've begun. And may we be still and be molded and made after all the perfect and complete will of our Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.